This is my favorite part of the podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then you are a new creation. What's going on, everybody? How are you doing today? This is your boy, Christian Israel, and you are tuned into Christ and Crypto in the Morning. This is the place where every single day, guys, we discuss what is going on in the equities and stock market and cryptocurrency market. It's a good place to come and get your investment news, but the difference in this show is that we are centered with Christ. And we look at the market from three different perspectives because of that. The first one is the news. The second one is long, some short, some, which is the technical analysis. And third, which is this section, is our new creation scripture section. A little daily Bible verse for you, because Christ is at the center and it's important for us to what? Remember that and spend a little time with him. So I use this time in the channel to spend a little bit of time with our Lord and Savior and read some scriptures to you. And today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. And it goes like this. Hit that smash button for us. You have heard that it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I, Jesus' words, say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who harass you, so that you will be acting as children of your Father who is in heaven. He makes the sun rise on both the evil and the good, and sends rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing? Don't even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, just as your heavenly Father is complete in showing love to everyone, so also you must be complete. That's a way for us to be complete. That's kind of the first time I kind of heard it that way. To love others the way Jesus loves us and loves others is a way for us to be completed. And it's hard. One of the reasons I had to take some time off, man, was what's been going on around the country. It always happens election time, doesn't it? Elections hit and then you got mass shootings and sprees everywhere. It's like that time. And I know in this country it seems like election season is every day, because it does not stop. The politicians went from being in your radio or on TV a couple weeks a year to being on your TV and face every single day. Every single day. And in response, we've been getting a lot of evil. And in response, we've been getting a lot of anger and hate towards each other. But if we know who the enemy really is, it's not each other. That's the devil. Satan. Lucifer, that tricky little angel of light, right? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy between you and your family, your children, your wife, your friends, your brother or sister, your co-workers. Heck, even people you maybe go to church and serve with. And as I close out and we get to a world that is getting worse and worse by the second. Blame here, blame there, shoot them, kill them. They're a reason, they're a racist, they hate this, they all these letters, whatever it may be. Satan wants to destroy our identity. The identity that God gave you. He wants to cause confusion, delusions, anger, hate and malice, strife. These are the things the devil wants to cause. So all these people trying to decide who they are or what they are or how they're created or what sex they are and this name and he name and she name, and I don't even know. I don't pay attention to the news. I don't go out and do public things anymore, because I feel like if I speak my mind in public, I'll be kicked out of most places. With that said, I still try to do my best to follow with love. And as I told the church that I serve at, Social Dallas, It's one of my it was my last week in there as we get to shift to West Texas. How can I serve my community and the people around me if my home is not in order? If your home is not in order, how can we say that we serve God strong enough to serve our community? It doesn't work like that. It doesn't go church, community, home, God. No, 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 no. God, home, church, community. Everything comes from above. What he tells us overall, that one commandment, outside of love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, do not put any other idol before him. He is above all. That's the first. Love God first. Second is love others as I have loved you. That is how this works. You want to quote unquote earn it? If that's where your mind is, well, love everybody. How about you start there? If you want to earn it, you can't earn it. But if you got the mindset where you're like, I have to earn everything I get, start with love. Then go find out who is love. Jesus is love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is forgiving. Love is Jesus. Abba Father is our God, our Savior, our groom. And he loves us. He doesn't want us to have pain. He doesn't want us to have sorrow. But we're in a broken world, and that's where we are. So despite all the feelings we have and everything we see on TV and the fear they're pushing to us, know the law of the land of the Lord. Love. He is love. And if we want to radiate who he is, we have to show love to others. And I love you guys. And I hope this word helped. I'm your boy, Christian Israel. This is the New Creation Scriptures Daily section. Thanks for tuning in. Smash that like button. You can always come tell me you love me. You know I love you. Thanks, guys. Let's go ahead and fade out and close this section out. This is my favorite part of the podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then you are a new creation. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Please make sure you like, subscribe, share this video, subscribe to this channel, and do the thing that people do on social media. At Twitter, at TikTok, you know, New Creation Capital. Let us know, guys. Thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great day. Later, guys.